Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Luke chapter number 10, beginning in verse number 30. And Jesus answering said, "A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him." This is an amazing parable that Jesus gives about the man who fell prey to thieves. As I was musing on this passage of Scripture this morning, I realized that this parable is a great allegory of the Christian life, for some in the church. The thieves could be different than the ones who just stole our money. Thieves are everywhere, stealing your joy, stealing your peace, stealing your faith, stealing your good name, and so on and so on. Thieves tend to not just beat up their prey physically, but more so verbally, and by their lies and attacks on their prey's character. I mused this morning and wondered how many previous church members are lying at the side of the road of life, half dead. The pious religious pass by them and do not stop to help, but are happy to pass judgment. They are only following their man-made fables and are in reality thieves themselves. The Levite in Jesus' parable was no different than the priest, passing by and probably passing judgment. Neither of these deeply intelligent, highly trained religious men had 1 ounce of compassion. You can tell them today because they are the ones who cannot rightly divide the word of truth, so they hurl insults at those who disagree with them. Again, I wonder if the road of life is littered with half-dead Christians who have fallen under the control of the thieves and the judgment of the pious. Jesus gave in his allegory the Samaritan, who must have had the mind of Christ, for he looked on the half-dead man with compassion, not judgment. We are told many times in the Scripture that Jesus looked on the multitudes with compassion and worked his work of healing those who were left half-dead. I wonder, as I mused on this morning, about my own life, as all of God's parables are designed to do, and I ask myself, who am I in my Lord's parable? The half-dead man? One of the thieves? The pious, man-made, religious, fable judgment caster? I then ask myself the question, which one is Jesus trying to get me to see, understand, and be in my life?
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.